Oh yeah. That is your Saturday morning toe-tapping music stream provided to you free of charge by our producer, Gary D. of Rosie on the House.
Gary D. is a rock star when it comes to music, man. He's always got the perfect song for us. I love that.
His music Rolodex between those ears is unbelievable.
Right?
Absolutely unbelievable.
I wonder how he comes up with some of this stuff sometimes.
I do not know.
I was in my bedroom when I was a kid, and I bought records and listened to them over and over.
Vinyl.
And it's amazing what pops in my head during a run or a bike. I'm like, God, I hadn't heard that song. Like this one, Brandy with Looking Glass. I'm like, exactly. I hadn't heard that song in ages.
I hadn't heard that in ages.
I have that on my music mix on my computer.
There you go. I wanted to talk about one component of water.
Yeah.
That we haven't covered yet.
Yep.
You mentioned the option, if you're on a city water supply system, mm-hmm. and that's how you're watering your garden and your trees and stuff, of removing the chlorine.
Yeah.
From the water prior to distributing it to the garden.
Yeah.
How would you do that without a whole house water treatment system? What's your protocol there?
There's multiple things going on here. First of all, why take out the chlorine? What's the chlorine for?
Kill organisms.
Thank you very much. And five components of healthy soil are dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive in the soil. The more life you have in the soil, that life is responsible for extracting the nutrients out of the soil and getting it into the plants so your food tastes better when you have a lot of life in the soil.
But are we talking about a $3,500 rain harvesting tank right now? Are we talking about a big, big expense?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I put a dechlorination system on my house for less than $200. Now, I installed it.
Love
it. I know how to do plumbing.
Whole house.
You know the big blue filters?
Yes.
Yeah, they're about 2.5 feet tall, and they've got a carbon cartridge in them. I put one of those on my house.
Okay.
You can also, we sell through our Urban Farm Fruit Tree Program, we sell a shower filter retrofitted for your spigot.
Okay.
So you just stick it on this spigot and it takes the chlorine out going to your garden. But really the important thing is that you get all the chlorine out. You shouldn't be showering with chlorinated water. You shouldn't be drinking chlorinated water because chlorine is a good thing. Chlorine's a good thing.
In the right application.
In the right application. Right. So removing it is really important. There's multiple ways you can put a whole house system. You know, I'm sure you have a authorized partner that does systems.
We do.
And they're absolutely, that is the single biggest important thing you need to do is get the chlorine out of your water for your garden and for your health.
I'm going to have to put some kind of dechlorinator right there at the vacuum breaker that feeds the irrigation system.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. Now, we wanted to talk about a class. We've covered a lot about watering, recognizing how many sources you have, managing it, what to do with the soil, so you take most advantage of it. All of this is available on our podcast after about noon today.
Woo-hoo.
But you're covering this again in a class.
I am. Tuesday evening at 5 p.m., 6 p.m.? 5 p.m., 6 p.m. At 5 or 6 p.m., we're doing a watering your garden in-depth class with PowerPoints and videos online. It's on Zoom, and you just go to urbanfarm.org/events or go to urbanfarm.org in our event page, and it'll be right there to sign up for. It's free, and then we have the supplies you need if you do choose to put a drip system in. Or a chlorine removal system, and we have those supplies for you to purchase. So the class is free, and then you can get supplies if you need them.
Tuesday night. Okay. And your point of plan. A lot of this, people don't even know the right questions to ask.
Exactly. And that's why I do the consults. That's why we do our free classes. Every month we do a fruit tree class, a live fruit tree chat where we talk about what's going on with your fruit trees. Every month we have our garden chat that's a live event, and we have our seed chat. And so If you go to urbanfarm.org/events, and they're all listed there. And we're all about education.
Well, before you get out today, I'm going to be selfish and ask a question about my garden.
Okay, good.
I'm running a little late. We've had some travel that we've been doing. I haven't planted my peppers. And fortunately, I don't have to plant tomatoes this year. I got some volunteers.
Those are the best kind.
Hey, baby, if you volunteer to grow in Rosie's garden,
right? They're going to grow the best.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna bless you for sure. But am I too late to get some pepper starters planted?
I wouldn't probably start them from seed,
right?
But transplants, you're good to go.
What else can I get going? My winter leafies are just. I don't think I have many more salads to pick out of there right now.
Exactly. So plantingcalendar.org for a free planting calendar from me.
Okay.
But things that are going in now are your vining plants, squashes, melons,
sweet
peppers,
peas?
Tomatoes. Peas, it's probably a little bit late for sweet peas.
Is it? Darn it.
Yeah, those go in the fall. A lot of the beans go in. If you want to raise corn, now's a good time for corn. And other
but
grains.
You need a pretty good plot for corn, don't you? I mean, you
do for getting them watered or getting them fertilized.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you can do 10 by 10 corn. And
oh, 10 by 10. Okay.
Yeah, that'll get you a lot of corn.
Mr. Greg Peterson, the urban farmer. Again, the website?
Urbanfarm.org.
And the class?
Is Getting Your Water Garden on Tuesday evening.
All right, Greg. Thanks a million for joining us. We appreciate your wisdom and your willingness to share it with all the Arizona listeners.